WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. It's your girl, Jessica Lane, here, bringing you another dose of real talk, self-love, and all things good vibes. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Practicing self-reflection and understanding those wild thoughts and emotions swirling around in our heads. Ever feel like your mind is a never-ending roller coaster? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting down a spiral of anxieties. You know that feeling when you can't seem to pinpoint why you're feeling a certain way? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. So many of us go through life on autopilot, reacting to situations without truly understanding our own inner landscape. It's like trying to navigate a map without knowing where you are or where you're going. Not exactly a recipe for success, right? That's why self-reflection is crucial. Think of it as your personal GPS system, guiding you towards clarity, emotional intelligence, and ultimately, a happier, more fulfilling life. Here's the deal. Understanding our thoughts and emotions isn't about becoming some kind of mind-reading guru. It's about building awareness. It's about learning to recognize those mental patterns, those recurring thought loops that might be holding you back. It's about asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? And how can I respond in a healthy and constructive way? Quote, quote, dot. Think of it like detective work. You're putting on your metaphorical Sherlock Holmes hat and examining the evidence, those thoughts, feelings, even physical sensations that pop up. It takes practice, but trust me, once you start digging deeper, you'll be amazed by what you discover. Okay, let's break down some actionable steps you can take right now to kickstart your self-reflection journey. 1. Journaling. It sounds basic, I know, but journaling is a powerful tool. Grab a notebook, or use that notes app on your phone, and write down your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let it flow. 2. Mindful moments. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath and your surroundings. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the sights that catch your eye. This helps ground you in the present moment and create space for awareness. 3. Body check-ins. Pay attention to your physical sensations. Do you feel tense, relaxed, butterflies in your stomach? Your body is a valuable source of information. Learn to recognize those signals and what they might be telling you. 4. Question everything. Don't accept your thoughts at face value. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Challenge those negative or limiting thoughts and try to reframe them in a more positive light. 5. Seek support. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a coach. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can help you gain clarity and perspective. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling super stressed about an upcoming deadline. Your mind is racing with worries and what ifs. Suddenly, you take a deep breath, pause for a moment, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Quote, quote, dot. I'm anxious, you realize. But why? What specifically is causing this anxiety? You start to unpack the situation, the pressure of the deadline, fear of making mistakes, the sheer volume of work. By acknowledging your emotions and identifying their triggers, you create space to address them constructively. Maybe you decide to break down the project into smaller tasks, prioritize what's most important, or simply take a short break to clear your head. You can choose how to respond instead of just reacting impulsively. Remember, self-reflection isn't about beating yourself up or dwelling on negativity. It's about understanding yourself better, learning from your experiences, and cultivating emotional intelligence. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. So, my Clean Girl Energy fam, what are you going to do today to start practicing self-reflection? Take a few minutes to journal, go for a mindful walk, or simply check in with your emotions. Every small step counts. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay clean, stay empowered, and remember, you are amazing just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.